This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a $48 billion merger deal on the table between the health insurance giants Anthem and Cigna, but all is apparently not well. The Wall Street Journal got its hands on some letters between the two showing some disagreements, including how best to approach antitrust regulators. Could just be a sign of poor communication, you never know, or it could be more, showing deeper cultural differences, always the touchiest point in big mergers. From the Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more now about the mindset of those mergers.
The cultural fit between companies is so important that Aetna CEO Mark Bertolini mentioned it when he testified about his company's merger with Humana on Capitol Hill last fall.
Mergers and acquisitions are not just about efficiencies and business goals. Both Aetna and Humana share a common culture. Culture trumps strategy.
Anthem CEO Joe Swedish also testified about the merger with Cigna, and both argued their deals could improve care and lower costs. But to pull that off, people and systems must be in sync.
So most mergers actually fail.
Yale School of Management's Amy Resneski says after most mergers, studies show a drop in productivity, and the new companies rarely realize the level of profit predicted. She says trying to stitch together cultures can bring out the worst in people.
Participants in mergers report a lot of hard feelings, a lot of conflict. There tends to be a lot of identity threat around which party to the merger is going to have higher status, which operations and sets of systems will prevail.
Companies could avoid all this heartache, says Bain & Company's Dale Stafford. Before any deal ever gets done, firms should kick each other's cultural tires.
Companies actually don't do a particularly good job of assessing culture, candidly. There is so much focus on the nuts and bolts, on the accounting, on the economics.
But like any relationship, what looks good on paper can be pretty tough in practice. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.